But do me. Yes. I'm going to take care of these rug rats. I got you. You know what I mean? And so, you know, it's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy. Back to what I was saying, though, is that, you know, just like I was saying, understand your why. Don't ever look at the likes. Don't look at the views. Don't look at any of it. Just do it. Just be you. Be pure about it. You don't have to be anybody. You don't have to be the subprime. You don't have to be you don't have to be any of us, right? Just do you. If you want to talk about fishing, talk about fishing. And integrate it with, if you're a car guy, integrate it with a car guy. You know what I mean? If you like baking, all right, cool. You know, be a baker and talk about cars at the same time. I mean, there's so many things that people haven't done. You know what I mean? Just do it. But my biggest thing is selling cars like candy bars. But my business is really called Exposure Truth. And that's my LLC and all that other good stuff. But that's really what it comes down to. It's really just exposing who you are as truthful as possible and not being anyone else but yourself. And you'll end up winning. You'll end up winning if you just be yourself.
100%. Car guy, right there. Guys, gals, all you solutionaries, are you feeling the fire?
I mean, if we were in Clubhouse right now, we'd be calling those nuggets, right? Everyone would be like, those nuggets. Nuggets after nugget, right? That's what would be happening.
I'm still not on Clubhouse, yo. I'm still trying to figure it out, straight up.
You're going to get addicted, man. Stuff gets it's crack-like. It's like all of a sudden you're like, man, I got to be on. I got to be on for this. Yeah. I got to be on for that. But
hey,
it's definitely
I got intimidated. I said, ooh, what is this?
It's a fun app to project out there actually inside of the club what it is that you have for people. It's people going into a room again. And saying, hey, so does somebody have a solution? It's like the place where all of the conventions showed up now. Everybody's jumping into the room saying, who's in here? Who's talking? All right, let me go over here. Who's in here? Who's talking? Oh, let me go over here. You know, and that's kind of the culture that is jumping in there. And big speakers finding their place to actually get their message out there. There's content that's available. It's the way of the future. I 100% believe. Speaking of, and just trying to tie everything that you just said and Fred said together, and just putting kind of a thread through it as we keep going through the five liner, putting out the content in the early stages is one thing. That's the key.
Yeah.
You are what it is that you're doing. Just be out there, right? And be consistent about it and be the best version of you at the moment, right? No matter what. Yeah. You're always talking of what it is that you are and trying to be. Everybody's trying to improve. So our culture is keep growing. Right, the way that you do that is you forgive any of the times that you fail to continue growing, and you actually forgive anybody that gets in your way. If that isn't something that you're tied up with, you can continue to upgrade. You can continue to get yourself to the actual delivery line, which is the goal for every single car, which is the goal for every single grain of coffee bean, which is the goal for every single candy bar. Right, every single one of them wants to get to the end of the assembly line. Be presented as the best product that they can. And as you continue that progression, you upgrade.
Yep.
You upgrade. You find the way to get a little bit better. You find the way to make yourself just tweak a little more. You pay attention to a couple tools. You listen to a few people. The product gets put out there, and then you can present it with a protection appearance package, just like our brothers in Exogloss, right? You can go ahead and rock out.
He's so good. Right?
Upgrade your appearances.
Dude, okay. Killed it, dude. That is Lou Ramirez for you right there, dude.
Hey, you got some of the best transitions I've ever seen in the game, player.
It's clean.
Trying to make sure that everybody sees themselves in an upgraded form. But as you make that presentation, you protect it, right? And you are conscious about your presentation, right? So people believe in the message, and you find the way to make your message more crisp in the way that you deliver it. Ultimately, the message is the same. And this is why we don't care about how many likes we see. If we see one, hallelujah, thank you.
Yeah.
We're so glad that somebody received the message. We're so glad that somebody was connecting with the message. But ultimately, we've designed this to be a conversation that we enjoy to have, you know, about things that we enjoy talking about.
It all started from a pure thought. It was always, we just want to grow and help other people grow.
Ourselves.
Right. Shift and upgrade.
So we pay attention to you. We pay attention to people like Patron. We pay attention to people that are out there that are doing big things. And we get a little bit better. And we tweak a couple of things.
Absolutely.
Upgrades that we need to, right? Just like the upgrades on a phone. But we did. This entire studio was all set up with iPhones, right? We got these phones to be the upgrade. This is like, babe, I got to upgrade because I need it for car and coffee. I need it, babe.
For the car
I got it. I got to do it. This better camera. Everything's in one. Listen. It's business. You know what I mean? Tell me about it, right? But, that's exactly where we were, right? And so we slowly added a little here, added a little there. We're trying to continue to grow in leaps and bounds. I don't think that we ever get to the spot where we're done saying, you know what? We could be a little better if we did this. And we're trying to keep doing that. And that's what makes us try to be those that are elite. That's what makes us think out of the box, right? And speaking out of the box, all about having the tools. To make your explode in business, okay? So, car guys, listen. I'm just so excited to get to question number two.
Question number two.
Oh, man. Here we go. All right, so, Mr. Resurrection, what got you in the car business, man?
What brought me into the car business? Before I got into the car business, I was actually managing golf courses. I was part of American Golf. And, majority of the members in the golf club were in the men's club were all car guys, GMs, owners, sales managers, sales guys, that type of stuff. This was back in when the housing crisis happened. Pretty much American Golf then sold majority of all their golf courses. And when that time was happening, my one of the members came up to me. He was an owner for a Nissan dealership. Said, "Hey, look, I know you just had your first kid. I really love, playing golf with you, that type of stuff. I want you to try out selling cars." I was like, "Nah, I don't know about that. I don't know anything about the car business." He was like, "Well, let me just show you one of the vouchers that one of the sales guys just made." And it was like a $2,500 voucher. And I said, "Are you serious?" Yeah. He's like, "I'm dead serious." So he said, "All right, come on down." So I went and I started at a Nissan dealership. And if you know anything in the West, in San Diego or in the West Coast area, in San Diego, there's about 7 Nissan dealerships. 6 of them are owned by one group called Masi Nissan. And I actually worked at the other Nissan dealership that was not a Masi store. And it was crazy, before I even got to sell cars. I love telling this story because it's part of the truth and it's part of it's pretty dope. I didn't get to sell cars for about 3 weeks, almost a month. The sales manager wouldn't let me even talk to a customer, and he was very regiment. Basically, told me before you even talk to a customer, I need to make sure you know how to show a car, because that's where it comes down to it. This is where you make all your money. It's showtime. You got to know how to show a car. So I spent 3 weeks literally doing a walk around, doing Ghost Ride the Whip, literally talking to myself. Everyone thought I was crazy because I was talking to myself, popping the hoods, opening the doors, going like this to inside, Oh, it smells so good. I was literally, it looked like I was on crack. It was really, really bad. So, I was out training one day, and a Filipino customer came in. It was a Filipino family, right? I'm Filipino. They came in, and the husband was looking at trucks. And I only knew one truck that was on the lot. It was a Nissan Titan lifted. And that's the only reason why I knew that they were selling Nissan Titans, because they had this one that was like kind of like on that ramp, but it had all the lift kits, had all the good stuff on it. And it had about like a $15,000 markup because of the lift kit. And, I was talking to the Filipino family and I was like, "Look, I'm brand new to the game. I don't know much about it. I don't even know what the process is, but let me go get someone that can help you." They're like, No, we want you to help us because you're Filipino. We trust you. You stay with us. You just help us with the process. We want to just drive it." It was just simple Filipino stuff. I drove them, came back, talked to the man. manager that was helping me. He said, okay, I just want you to show these numbers, and this is what the payment be. That's it. Don't look at anything else, John. To show them, this is the payment. This is what it's going to cost them. This is how much money down. And just say that. Just say that. I spent a $3,500 voucher off that one deal. And I was hooked. I couldn't believe it. It was more money than I was like, I brought that over. I said, honey, look at this shit. One car. If I sell 10 of these, we'll be ready.
Yeah, dude.
I didn't know that's not what all of them were. I saw that $100. I'm like, oh, no, that ain't good. That ain't good. That $3,500 voucher was dope.
That's your up, though.
But yeah, that's how I got in the game. I literally, it was by chance. It was, I didn't grow up. I didn't have mentors that, you know, or anything like that. It was just kind of like fell in my lap type of deal. And I think that's like the story for most guys in the car game. They kind of just fell into it, right? It was kind of like that in-between job so I can find that other job that I really want to do, right? But just like any car guy that's been in the game for a while, they saw that first voucher and they were stuck. So I always tell younger cats, I was like, yo, I hope you never make a pounder your first deal. Because if you make that pounder, you're stuck for life, son. And they're like, what are you talking about? Bam! Hooked. 10 years later, he's doing the same thing.
Dude. It's definitely something that you get addicted to, no doubt about it. And it's that first blood. It's delicious. And it's something about that. I got it very much. You know, that's a good story, man. You know, golf. That's pretty cool. Being able to work somewhere like that, I could imagine. I probably would. I have to work here for a long time. This is nice. But when things change, you got to make things happen. You know, and then you came into a business that you were natural at, and that's the thing. That's why that guy reached out to you when he's playing golf. Because the conversation, probably the way you talk shit when you're playing golf, he probably was like,
absolutely.
He was probably like, okay, this dude's a car guy naturally. He already is. He just doesn't know it yet.
Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely.
We all know. We've had those conversations with people. You go, man, dude, are you in the car business? Because you speak like car game all day, right? So you know that difference. Hey, speaking of that, you know, getting into the business and, you know, you're growing up, we talked about mentors, you talked about this, you know, getting into it, you didn't have one, but while you were in, I know you have. Who was probably your greatest mentor since you've been in the business?
Greatest mentor since I've been in the car business?
Yes.
The greatest, well, it's kind of a twofold because it's a father and a son.
Okay.
It was a father and a son. And it's the Alfaro family, which after this, I'm probably going to tag him and let him know I shouted him out. But he was my first general sales manager. His name was Walter Alfaro Sr. And his son, who is a desk manager, his name is Walter Alfaro Jr., right? Walter Antonio. He actually works for now for Shift Digital, and then the father works for a Chrysler Jeep Dodge store out in Vegas now. Greatest mentors I've ever had in my life. They were the ones that literally molded me to who I am today as far as being a professional in the car business, understanding that, you know, as long as you stay who you are, you're going to win every single time. Always steered me the right way. Actually moved me from San Diego to Santa Barbara. I don't know if you know that type of haul, but that's literally like a 4 or 5 hour drive. So I literally uprooted my whole family and moved out to Santa Barbara. And because I just believed in him so much. I mean, he gave me every opportunity from sales guy to internet guy to finance guy. To closer, to a sales manager, to a GSM, to eventually GM. So he has done everything. That family is probably the dopest car people. That family. I mean, it's the father, and then he has two of his sons, two out of his three out of his four sons are in the car game as well. So complete car family. So it's not just one mentor. I honestly believe it's the father and the oldest son. And I always give them praise. They're literally like family. They know my kids. They babysit my kids when they knew I had a bell. You know, the wife and everything. They're just dope. And I always give them credit from till the day I die when it comes down to it. So, wow. Yeah, they're dope.
That's really awesome to be able to have people like that. You know, and a lot of times that's what it comes down to, finding somebody. And that's why surrounding yourself with the right people.
Yeah.
It can make all the difference in the business. You know, I've been to dealerships where I walked in and I could tell that, you know, I feel bad for any rookie that ever goes into this store because you're like, man, this isn't a place to really cultivate really good car people. Because right now, this store is asleep. So if you're the top guy, you don't even, and I can imagine the managers probably don't do any training. You know, it's so much craziness going on out there. So finding the right fit and actually being there, it's almost like right time, right place. You know,
yeah.
It's such a golden feeling to have and to have people like that, especially when you have a father and his oldest son, when you can have people like that be mentors to you and be family.
Oh, yeah.
Before it becomes family, it becomes like a father and, you know, older brother feeling, and you just feel so connected. You just Yeah, and just, it's all frequency, man. It's all about that level we're all on. When you're all trying to go somewhere and try to reach the peak of a mountain, it's so much better to be there with a group of people instead of just with yourself. So it's why it's good to have mentors that are like that.
Absolutely. You know, you fast forward to 2021, like, you know, especially this being the digital era and everything like that, you know, anytime I probably have never said no to anyone when they reached out. You know, I give them my cell phone. I give them my email. You know, this, you guys call. I never say no. And a lot of it has to do is fast forward to 2021 when people are looking for people to follow. You know what I mean? Like, and really learn the game. You can literally learn this game really fast if you just search in LinkedIn. If you search on Insta, you know, all these different platforms. Just find them. And then just listen to what they have to say. But at a certain point, even after you listen to what they say, you got to execute what they're saying. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, you got to – I've actually told some people that after a certain period of time, I'm like, are you doing what I'm telling you to do? Like, I'm giving you the blueprint. Just do that. You know? Just do that. I promise you. I promise you that's going to work. You know, there's at certain points where I have to cut people off and just say, hey, look, I love you, brother, but until you execute, nothing I say is going to help you. Nothing. It doesn't do anything. It's just words at this point.
Right.
You know? So 2021, I hope for a lot of the newcomers, or even if you've been in the game for a while, you know, just go find those people. Go find those relationships. You know, there's a lot of guys out and gals out on this LinkedIn world and social media world that are so willing to help.
Yes,
you just got to be willing to just ask, knock on the door, or in this case, ping somebody, right? And say, hey, I need some love. How do you do it? Show me the recipe. How you make selling cars like candy bars? I want to make my own thing. Okay, cool. Let's go. Yes. Let's rock with it. I'm down.
And that's the thing. It's people like you, people like the people that we surround ourselves with, everyone that you've seen in our opening video, every one of those people in the time that if you reach out to them, and you ask a question, they will answer.
Absolutely.
If you want them to come on, if you're an up and coming podcast like I was, I remember when El Patron said yes, it was a big deal. You know, it was like Glenn Lundy coming on a show was a big deal to me. I mean, you know, it was like, but as we do it, it becomes a beautiful thing, and you have to find these people, you have to reach out, you have to ask. It's just like you said, don't say no. I will never say no. I have people reach out to me all the time. Hey man, I'm trying to get a finance job. I've helped people get better at their interviews, what to expect when they go in, what kind of pay scale. I'm cool. As crazy as it sounds, I would go to my dealership right next door to me and teach them everything they want to know because I can. And I would do that.
Yeah. You know, why does that hurt?
Just because I think that it would help. The more this business gets to where everybody's doing the right thing, the easier it will become because customers hate us right now. They hate us.
100%.
So if you change that, which is a tall task, but I believe it's possible. And I'm only 41. I'm 41. I turned 42 this year. So I've still got plenty of years left to make this change. We all got plenty of years left to make this change.
Well, here's the reality, though. If you really think about it, you know, because there's some people that are out there that don't want to give the secret sauce. You know what I mean? Let's just be real.
Right.
There's so much money out there for everybody to eat. Yeah. Like, reality. There's so much money out there. You know how many dealerships are out in the United States? I think it's like over 5,000 dealerships. There's so many dealerships, right? Like, it's uncanny. Like, it's, it, There's so many salespeople. So, dude, chill out. It's all good. So, you know, some people are like, hey, don't tell all the secrets. Why not? Right?
Yes.
Why wouldn't I? Because here's some, here's the reality, though, sometimes, right? Even if I give them the blueprint, even if I give them the secret sauce, they ain't going to do anything.
Yes. That's, you're telling it. Come on. I will tell that.
Come on.
And come don't on. Get mad at me, Tony Melito. But I have said that. I have said that about subprime finance. I've said it about all this stuff. I'm like, I don't, I could tell people everything. That doesn't mean they're going to do it. Right. You could take a horse to water. They're not going to drink it unless they want to and they need it.
Exactly.
They absolutely need to and they want to. If they, a lot of them, they may even do it for a moment. They might even take one sip, but then they're done. It's the craziest thing. They even taste how great that water is. They know how much it's going to plenish, keep them from getting these little cramps like I've been getting tonight. You know, they do. It does all that for them, but yet they refuse to keep drinking that water. They rather suffer instead of grow and be the best person they could possibly be. You know, and you're preaching some great work tonight.
It's like people like, you know, they want this lifestyle. They want to make all the money, and then once they hit that one obstacle and they see how difficult it is, they all run away. You know, and I tell those people that run away, I'm like, you didn't want it. You really didn't want it. So it is what it is. You know, I pray for you.
Come on.
I'm finding what you're looking for. You know, but
connecting.
If you really want it, you can have it.
Yes, it's all out there.
That's the key.
It's there, and like you said,
it's there.
As much as people say, "Oh, there's no money," no, there's money everywhere.
Yeah,
and it's if you do something you really love and you do it with all your passion and you go after it, the money, like we talk about, it doesn't really even matter anymore.
It just
comes because you expect things to happen because you're doing it right. The old saying of the more you give, the more you get. 100%. 100% true. But you have
bring
to
that
do
back
it
with, to church.
Yeah, exactly. And you have to do it selfishly. Don't get me wrong. I know I got bills that I got to pay. I got these things. Don't get me wrong. But I don't worry about them. And I don't give to expect to get something.
Right.
I give because I love giving. And because I love giving, I get a whole bunch. I get everything 100%. I need to live and have and grow and be what I need to be. I've been so blessed all year long. 2020, when I watch your video, I feel you on that, man.
And
the very last word, 2020 was a great year, bro.
It was phenomenal. Phenomenal year.
Unbelievable. So one of the best ones, don't get me wrong, and I'm not trying to make light, and I've said this before, of the people who suffered this year, the people who done this, but the people who put the work in this past year, I promise you, you saw your seeds that you planted, you're going to you're going to have bountiful
2020 literally exposed who really wanted it and who didn't. That's what it did. You know what I mean? That's the reality. It really exposed that truth when it came down to it, right? Did you really want it or not? You know, did you use this time, you know, not working as a vacation, or did you use this time to literally learn a new craft or learn something new that you always wanted to do? Man, I built a barn door for my wife. You know what I mean? Like, that was dope. I got some power tools, started building shit around the house, started doing things, right? That was cool. And then just for things that I've always put on the back burner as far as cameras and editing and that type of stuff, really getting into it, really having the time, because we all had the time. Let's just be real.
Yes.
We all had the same exact time because no one was doing anything, right? And so the ones that actually stayed focused and started to do things that were meaningful and that they can use down the road, this is the result. 2020 was phenomenal.
Yes,
you know?
That's right.
Super phenomenal.
And one of my favorite things about last year, 2020, was the fact that we did have that much time. And not just for work, but for our families. You know, in this crisis, we spend a lot of time working.
Yes.
So to be able to do like a double dip one year.
It's so dope.
Best year for me. That's why I keep saying, I'm like, I don't want to say it sound like I'm bragging, but 2020 was dope.
It's even funnier. You know what's even funnier is like when I'm on Zoom meetings or Google Meet meetings and I have my one-year-old on my lap. And I'm talking to the CEO or a GM at a dealership, and he's sitting on my lap, and they don't care. They get it. You know what I mean? Stop, people. It's all good. You know?
Look, we are talking about some incredible things. Car guys, car gals. I want to make sure that you hear all of the things that are being dropped. If we were sitting in the clubhouse and you were looking at a couple of faces have their halo around them talking, right, these would be the nuggets that are dropping. Okay, these would be... Okay, and so since there's so many great nuggets, these are the bite-sized selling cars like candy bars packages with the Car Guy coffee flow. But the truth is, and the word is, that he gives seed to the sower. You cannot be sowing seeds if you don't have them. You cannot be growing things if you don't have the seeds. Those seeds have to pass through your hand in order for you to lay the seeds, to see the harvest, to see it grow into something so that you have something else to give someone else. It's never really for you. The commodities are just the thing. We are still the people. And ultimately, the people are going to find a way to grow. And we are designed to grow as a great garden together. And all of the assembly of us pouring into each other only makes our light brighter. It is better to give than receive, because it feels better to give than receive. It's not just because it's a nicer thing to do. It's because it feels amazing. It feels awesome to help somebody.
It's the best.
It feels awesome to see somebody glow because you deposited something inside of them with a whole heart of honesty and of truth and of love. Now, here's the other thing. Just like we're saying, these things that are out there, these tools that are out there for people, is just like the truth in anything. The word says that if a person diligently seeks truth, they're going to find it.
Yep.
So if you go to look for it, you're going to find it. So that's an intentional thing. Okay? Listen, we found a way to make the commodities that we have as simple as possible to get into your hands. And the competition that we're in is not with each other. It's with every other message that says not to buy from a sales guy on any level, on any product. Nobody trusts the sales guy because the stigma is so real that it's taking knights and warriors to stand up and say, look, we don't look like them, we don't talk like them, but we know what it is that you want, and at heart, we want to help you. Now, listen, we're breaking an old model. There's a new way in everything that it moves. I mean, you can get toilet paper sent to your house by a drone in some cities, and you can never have to leave the house and have five-star dining show up to your doorstep every single night of your life, okay? And the coffee, the quality of coffee for car guys and car gals that are drinking Car Guy coffee is a pristine, good quality coffee. It's not no base model coffee, just like the good car guys and car gals we've been brewing with. But we're trying to find a way to help simplify on a bigger level to get it to you, because some people need to get it into a K-cup because that's the way that they take it in, right? That's the way that it's digested. But at the end of the day, you still, that simple process, you still got to put it in there. You got to close it. You got to push the button. You got to give it a little bit of time, and your coffee's going to be ready. Okay? But you still have to do the assembly line. You still got to take that commodity and put it there. There's so many steps that get it right there in front of you, but you still got to push start. You still got to brew. You still got to be intentional. And that's something that, again, it doesn't matter how easy it is to get the thing. If you want it, that's when you're going to really get it. So when you want it more than you don't want what it is that you have, that's when you're going to achieve the greatness that you're looking for. And I appreciate everything you guys are saying. I'm inspired to hear
back. All that. Hashtag
facts. That's what I was going to say, bro. Man, I'm telling you, man.
Hashtag
facts. Truth.
What was that?
Hashtag truth.
That, do the snap. Do that.
I love it.
Nice. So inside of that, again, as everybody is doing the upgrade, right, let's not be cheap about it, because there's a payment that's made. There's sacrifices that get done. There's that get, you take on a chin. You take in a gut. You take in a wallet, right? There's so many things that happen to help, to try to impede you from growing. And that's why it's a deliberate thing. And we're trying to encourage everybody, listen, we're flying. So sometimes when you fly, you feel turbulence. But allow the announcement that you're feeling turbulence be that you are flying, that you are doing some big stuff up in the air above all of the things that are down below and look scary when you're down on the ground level. fly to higher levels, you experience turbulence. Deal with it and keep flying, keep adjusting, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
On the chin. So what type of turbulence, I guess I would say, what would be the hardest lesson that you've had to learn inside of your growth process to going from making your first video to, you know, being sought after by Michelin?
No doubt.
Oh, geez. What is the first turbulence?
I would say the biggest lesson.
The biggest lesson is just being patient with everything. You know, being a car guy, and we all are car guys or car gals, got to be politically correct. But the difficult part for us is that we're impatient. We just are. You know what I mean? We want that instantaneous high. We want our pheromones to just go, right? We just want that instant gratification. And understanding that this game, content game, podcast game, live game, all these games, it takes time to build them, right? And that's the difficult part. You know, it's the consistency of doing it. And even when you fall back, you got to get back in the game and just keep going. So, you know, the biggest thing for me was, you know, having a big family. And the most difficult part for me while doing videos and being a family guy was just balance. It's just a work-life balance type of thing. Being patient with it, understanding that there is a shining star that's going to happen, and understand and always, you know, humbling myself as far as understand why I'm doing this in the first place, right? That's always the hardest part, because we get so fixated on building this stuff that, you know, let's just be real. We all want to do something with it, right? Like, for example, you guys are, you're doing something. Hopefully one day you're thinking even bigger on a bigger scale than just this, right? Maybe it can be something even bigger. You know what I mean? But at this moment in time, you can't think that it's going to be bigger. You got to think, okay, we got to do this episode per time. And then when that opportunity hits, let's just take advantage of it. But the biggest thing for me for turbulence wise was work-life balance and being patient with whatever the results are. I never in my head set out a goal of saying, I want to be a keynote speaker. I never set that goal, right? And it, for some reason, it happened. I never thought that, you know, making that video would fly me to Toronto, Canada to visit Jason Harris, or New York City to visit El Patron, or going up and down, you know, California and being a trainer for some dealerships for social media and content and internet and all that other good stuff and teaching process. I never thought of that stuff, right? It just fell into my lap because of what I was doing. So the biggest thing, again, it was just patience and trying to find that work-life balance. I still don't think I have the work-life balance down pat. I don't think I ever will, only because of how driven I am. It's kind of one of those things where, you know, I just pray that my wife understands, my kids understand that when I'm up till 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning and they want me to tuck them in, but I'm out here grinding and doing what I need to do, that I'm doing it for them. So, that's the biggest thing. That's the turbulence for me. And I think that's a big turbulence for a lot of people, right? Is that patience, right? I would say money was one of those things, right? Because you're doing this stuff, right? I mean, I was a sales manager, GSM selling cars. I mean, I was pumping out 200K, you know, 225K a year, right? Just doing that. And then I left it all alone because I wanted to spend more time with my family. That was the reality, right? I mean, my wife had something to do with it. I mean, she nagged me, you know, quite a few times and, you know, and she threw the D word out. We all know that is not that D, the other D, mm-hmm. right? She threw that word out and was just like, I was like, all right, all right. Let's do something else. But what I found is that it was actually one of the biggest blessings. And now I'm making twofold. So it is what it is, you know. So, but there's a lot of things to learn from it. And patience was one of the biggest things. And I hope that whoever's trying to do this game, please, please understand it's not going to happen overnight. You know, don't try to make don't be searching for that viral video. Don't be searching for that, you know. That one time big hit, you know what I mean? That pounder, we like to call it, that lay down. Don't look for that when you're getting into this. Don't look for that, you know? So patience is the game. And that was the most difficult thing. I've gotten hit a couple times where I wasn't patient because that's the car guy in us, right? I wanted it now, you know? Now I'm treating this game like real estate, you know, like a realtor. They don't have a deal for like 2 years. But when they get that one deal, bam, back in the game. Back in the game.
That's right.
Everything good.
Hey, yeah. You know, man, there's something about the – there is, you know, that car deal can do it too, though, man. Every once in a while, like, you having a bad week, and all of a sudden it's like that one banger. Bam, I'm back, baby. Hello.
Bing bong. Hello.
That's why I love the car game. You could be in the middle of the month with no cars out. Next thing you know, you got a string of, like, 4 or 5 pounders just come through. You're just like, ooh, ooh.
Yeah. We going on vacation, man.
Game. Hey. Game.